Opal Dar channels childhood hurt, experiences living with disabilities, illness and poverty on their upcoming album Birds Hurting Birds Who Hurt Birds to be released May 27. Birds Hurting Birds Who Hurt Birds is a testament to the truth of Opal Dar's life as a critically ill, disabled person making art below the poverty line and trying to be heard, writes New Moon Publicity in a press release. Through their music, Opal deals with issues such as disordered eating, suicide, dissociation, while also delivering a message of belonging and survival. Along with their debut album announcement, Dar has released the debut single and visual for the album You Ate Me a Thousand Times. You Ate Me a Thousand Times came from a calculation of crimes committed against Opal as a child. It features a unique percussive sampling of Opal's disabled knuckles and gender-affirming pitch shifting in their production, writes New Moon Publicity. Dar is a queer artist, born and raised in Vancouver, BC, and now residing in Souk. To record the album, Dar tapped Jordan Koop and Todd McDonald to assist with production, Veda Hill on piano, Naomi Kafka on bass and guitar, and McDonald again on drums. The album was recorded at the Noise Floor Studio on Gabriola Island using funding from the Canada Council for the Arts. I've wanted this all my life and have never had the funds until now. The Canada Council for the Arts has really come through for me here, Dar writes on their website. I'm feeling incredible about the choices I made for the album. Dar has a background of folk, roots and blues music, with a longtime passion for pop that they combine with a lineage of Icelandic folk singing. I'm a disabled artist working from bed most of the time when my health allows, while raising my youngest as a solo parent on low income, Dar writes. I am putting myself out into the world with my heart bearing to say I am here. I am not dead. I will try to not hide my art of myself. You Ate Me a Thousand Times is out now on streaming services. More information on Dar and their art may be found at opaldar.com.